Audio on demand from Vision Christian Media.
I'll be honest with you, I've not always liked the will of God for my life. But I've also learned that I should never be afraid to commit an unknown future to a known God.
Trials, tribulation, troubles. What's on your mind today? Pastor Greg Laurie says, focus your mind on the Lord and let Him have your troubles.
Are doubts flooding your mind? Are fears gripping you? Is worry choking you? Are you under spiritual attack right now? What should you do? Here's the answer. Cry out to God.
This is the day when the lost are found. This is the day for a new beginning. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Again you hear all the angels are singing. This is the day when life begins.
When your life gets turned upside down, where do you find help? Do you get online? Turn on the TV? Call a friend. Today, Pastor Greg Laurie points out that we can call on the God of the universe. We can cry out to the Father. In fact, today in A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie shows us how Jesus called out to the Father in the midst of one of His toughest trials. If it's good enough for the Son of God, it's good enough for us. Glad you're with us for our studies today in the Gospel of Matthew.
We're back in our God Came Near series today. That's a chronological look at the life of Christ from all four Gospels. And today we're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 26. So if you would, grab your Bible now, Matthew 26. And the title of my message is, So Close, Yet So Far. Subtitle, The Surprising Story of Judas Iscariot. Some would say that he was pushed into doing what he did in his betrayal of Christ. But that is not true at all. He acted on his own volition. And what motivated Judas? Money. He did it out of pure greed. That was what he was all about. Judas was in love with money. So here we are now. We're in the Garden of Gethsemane in Matthew 26. Verse 39, and Jesus takes with him Peter, James, and John. And we read these words. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And he came to his disciples and he found them asleep. He said to Peter, What, you couldn't watch the thing for 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again, a second time he went away and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came back and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away and prayed the third time, saying the same words. And he came to his disciples and said, Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand when the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise and let us be going. My betrayer is at hand. While he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and elders. Now his betrayer had given them a sign, saying, Whomever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him. Immediately he went up to Jesus and said, Greetings, Rabbi, and kissed him. And Jesus said to him, Friend, why have you come? We'll stop there. So as we look at this scene, we find Jesus in Gethsemane. Only a stone's throw away are Peter, James, and John. They could see Jesus was in anguish. They've never seen him like this before. He's under pressure. He is in pain. And he's praying over and over again. He's visibly upset. What does he want Peter, James, and John to do? Hey, man, he just wants some companions. He just wanted some friends. And he kept coming back to see if they were up, and they're asleep. He's like, guys, couldn't you stay awake for a little while with me? As he's under this intense pressure, waiting for the betrayal to actually take place. He was experiencing loneliness. In fact, it's interesting because in Mark's gospel, his first words were, Abba, Father. So he prays, Abba, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. The phrase Abba, Father is the Hebrew equivalent of a child saying daddy or papa today. Oh, father, papa, daddy. It's a term of endearment. It's affection. And he's saying, in a sense, Father, I trust you, but oh, if there's any other way to deal with this, let this cup pass from me. Why did he recoil from the cup? Because this cup represented the wrath of God that he was about to drink. And this is a model for us to keep in mind when we're under spiritual attack. Are you under spiritual attack right now? Are doubts flooding your mind? Are fears gripping you? Is worry choking you? What should you do? Here's the answer. Cry out to God. That's what Jesus did. He cried out to the Father. And there are times when you'll know God's will and it won't make sense, or quite frankly, you won't like it. I'll be honest with you. I've not always liked the will of God for my life. When he's made it clear to me, I'm thinking, I don't really like this, Lord. I really don't even want to do this. And there are things that have happened to me that I've thought, why have you let this happen to me? It doesn't make sense. But I've also learned that I should never be afraid to commit an unknown future to a known God. Because I look at my past and I realize the Lord has always been faithful. He's always been good. And he's always worked all things together for good because I love him and I'm the called according to his purpose, and he'll do that for you. But there are times we don't understand. So we just say, Lord, I don't get it. I don't even like it, but not my will, but yours be done. Can you do that right now with your situation? He didn't want to drink this cup. Have you ever taken a swig of something and not wanted to swallow it? Maybe it was milk and you didn't look at the expiration date. Or you put something in your mouth and it was rancid or awful. Years ago, I was in the Philippines and they offered me one of their delicacies. And they said, we would like you to eat this. There's a lot of people in a room. And they said, this is called the balut egg. How many of you know what a balut is? Okay, wow, okay. How many of you have eaten a balut? You've eaten a balut, okay. And you're alive still. That's amazing, good. I didn't find this appealing. A balut is a duck egg. And it's a partially formed duck embryo inside. So what they do is they take off the top shell, and there's this sort of brown fluid. You drink the fluid, and then you see the little duck's head, partially formed. Sometimes even feathers. Now, sometimes I like them softer, sometimes more developed, depending on your preference. If you like the crunch of duck bones when you chew, or this is all true. So you eat the little duck head. And then the other part of the egg is sometimes sort of like a hard-boiled egg. So they ate one and showed it to me, and I watched and was thoroughly disgusted by it. And wow, and they said, now, Greg, we have one for you, and we want you to eat it now. And I said, I don't think I can eat that. And someone whispered in my ear, if you don't eat it, the people will be offended. You'll culturally offend them. And I whispered back, if I eat it, I'll throw up. And that'll really be offensive. I didn't eat it. I'm sorry, don't clap. It's, you know, maybe I should have eaten it. I don't know. But, you know, that was not appealing to me. Just like sushi. People seem to love it or hate it. How many of you like sushi? Raise your hand. Okay, how many of you don't like sushi? See? I think there were more not like than like, right? So some get it, they dig it, raw fish, wasabi, soy sauce, yes. Others, disgusting, slimy, horrible. But this was a repulsive thing to Christ, this cup, because it was the cup of the wrath of God Almighty. That is why he recoiled from it.
You're listening to A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie. He's the senior pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California, USA. He's also the featured speaker of the Harvest events worldwide. And it's a study today called So Close, Yet So Far, The Surprising Story of Judas Iscariot. And he continues now with the second half of this study of the betrayal and arrest in the garden.
Now comes this mob with torches and spears and swords to arrest Jesus. As Judas approaches, Jesus says this to him, friend, verse 50, why have you come? What? friend. He should have said, fiend, why have you come? No, he offered friendship. Don't forget this. Yes, Judas was a disciple, but Judas was a friend of Jesus. A handpicked friend, a companion, a man that was loved by Jesus. Have you ever been betrayed by a friend? That hurts more than anything, doesn't it? Someone you trusted, someone you opened your heart to. Have you ever been betrayed by a family member? The scripture says they ask him this question, where did you receive these wounds in your hands? And he says, I received them in the house of my friends. And his friend was betraying him. But here's the point. When Jesus said friend to Judas, he was offering him one last chance to repent. If Judas had said, I don't know what I was thinking, Lord, I'm sorry, Jesus would have forgiven him right then and there. But Judas was so blinded by his sin and his greed, he went through with him. So let's see how things turned out for Judas Iscariot. Go to Matthew 27, drop down to verse 2. When they had bound Jesus and led him away, they delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. They said, what's that to us? You see to it. And he threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. He committed suicide. Things could have gone much differently. But Judas was not repentant. He was remorseful. Notice that. There's a difference between remorse and repentance. Remorse is being sorry for something. Repentance is being sorry enough to stop doing it. The Bible says godly sorrow produces repentance. There's a lot of ways you can be brought to tears. You can chop onions and be brought to tears. Or you can get caught doing something and be sorry, not sorry you did it, but sorry you got caught. Let's say you're cruising down the 91 and all of a sudden CHP pulls them behind you and they light you up. You're sorry. Why are you sorry? You're sorry you weren't looking more carefully for the CHP. You're sorry because your insurance rates are going up. And you're sorry you didn't turn that stinking little gadget on that detects the presence of a police officer hitting you with this little speed gun. But that's not repentance, because you do it again right after he writes you up and you do it the next day. That's remorse. That's not repentance. Repentance is being sorry enough to stop. You change your behavior. You see, Judas was remorseful, but he was not repentant. In this night, two men walked out. One betrayed the Lord. The other denied the Lord. We're going to talk about Peter next time, who denied the Lord three times. But one walked out in misery and emptiness and killed himself. And the other walked into the open arms of God. One was pardoned, one was not, because they didn't accept it. Now look, maybe God's Holy Spirit has shown you that there's a sin in your life. Here's the thing you need to know. The easiest place to get a hard heart is in the church and living a Christian life without any intention to be a true follower of Jesus. This is why I say church can be a dangerous place. Let me say something to you that may shock you. If you're just coming here out of mere duty because your wife asked you to come or your kids asked you to come or your parents are making you come, if you really don't want to be here and you can't wait for this to be over and you just endure these services and you'll be back again next Sunday and you'll be back again with no desire to change, I'm concerned, and in a way I would almost say maybe you should just stop coming. Here's why. Every time you hear God's truth and you don't respond to it, your heart can get harder. You see, Pharaoh saw miracles performed by the hand of God, and we just read, Pharaoh hardened his heart, Pharaoh hardened his heart, Pharaoh hardened his heart, and then suddenly we read, God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Some people say, oh, it's a contradiction in the Bible. No, it's not a contradiction. It's a completion. See, really what that is saying is Pharaoh hardened his heart over and over, and then God hardened it, or a better translation would be, God strengthened it. In other words, God said, okay, you have a choice in the matter. Where do you want to go? I want to know you. I want to follow you. God says, and I'm going to strengthen you in that faith. Where do you want to go? I don't want to know you. I don't care. then I, in effect, will strengthen you in that decision as well, even though it is the wrong one. Yet Judas got harder and harder and went out into darkness. Maybe the Lord's been speaking to you and there's something you've been doing you shouldn't be doing. And here's the question, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to say to God, I'm sorry for it, and stop and ask for his forgiveness? Or are you going to continue in that course of sin? The most important thing is what you do with Jesus Christ. Judas could have been forgiven by Jesus, and you can be forgiven by Jesus today if you'll ask for his forgiveness. Is there something you've done that you know is a sin before him that you need him to forgive you for? Then this is the time to act on it. Or maybe for some of you, you've never even heard these things before. This is your first time at church. You were invited by a friend, possibly. And you're hearing for the first time that there's a God in heaven who loves you, who wants to forgive you and pardon you for all the wrongs you've done. And you must believe in him. So as we close now in prayer, I'm going to give you an opportunity to get right with God if you need to. And also an opportunity to make a recommitment to Jesus Christ if you need to. So think about that as we close in prayer. Everybody praying, please. Father, we've heard your word, and now I pray that your Holy Spirit will work in the hearts of those that do not yet know you. Lord, we pray they won't just be remorseful. We pray that they'll be repentant, that they'll want to change. Help them to come to you and find your forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.
An important closing prayer from Pastor Greg Laurie. And if you'd like to do as Pastor Greg has suggested, make things right in your relationship with the Lord, here he is once again to help.
I'm reminded of a story a friend of mine told me recently where he said that he was listening to the broadcast, and at the end of the program, when we gave people an opportunity to come to Christ, he was in his car, he stopped, and he bowed his head right there and prayed. And maybe as you're listening, you're in your car. Or maybe you're at home, but wherever you are and whatever you're doing, just stop for a moment. And if you would like to make a commitment to Jesus Christ, pray this prayer with me. Jesus, come into my life. I know that I'm a sinner and I'm sorry for my sin and I turn from it now. Be my Lord and Savior and thank you for dying for me on the cross and paying the price for my sin. Help me to follow you from this moment forward as your disciple. Thank you for coming in, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And if you've just prayed with Pastor Greg and asked Jesus to be your Savior, we'd like to offer you some help as you begin your new life as a Christian. We'd love to send you our new Believer's Growth Packet. It'll answer some of your questions and it'll help build a strong foundation for your faith. Just ask for it when you call 1-800-005011. Well, next time, Pastor Greg continues his series, God Came Near, as we consider the surprising sin of Simon Peter. How could an apostle come to the point of denying Christ? We'll find out next time, right here on A New Beginning. Now, for a copy of Pastor Greg's full message from today, get in touch with Vision Christian Store. It was called So Close, Yet So Far, The Surprising Story of Judas Iscariot. Just go to visionstore.org.au or call 1-800-005011. Station sponsor.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.